realities of many of our lives force many others to beg for what is needed. I can't help wondering if Jesus felt this horrible truth as much as I did that evening in Chichi Castenango. This small Guatemalan boy has been teaching me for months now that there is a vast difference between what we are able to do and what we are unwilling to do. It would have been far more honest to have said, "I do not want to share my money with you. I am not willing to share my money with you. But what I spoke was an illusion and a lie. The truth was never that I was not able. The truth was never that it was not possible." Reimagining is about discerning and celebrating what is possible. The possibility of a world where no one has the power to dismiss, where no one sits while others kneel, while no community eats exclusively from the table. It is about the possibility of a world where all people have dignity, where resources of life are distributed equitably, where all people have access to what is on the table and there are no more crumbs. It is about water running freely, wine poured out extravagantly, milk flowing endlessly. Reimagining is about discovering what we can create and shape together. It is about holding one another accountable in every conceivable way with the words and the praxis, es posible, es posible. But even to say these words is too easy. The work of reimagining is not the same for each one of us. For some of us, it will be the work of channeling our influence. For others of us, it will be work that will literally save the lives of our family members. For some of us, we will be compelled to relinquish privilege. Others of us will feel forced to pick up guns to defend our villages. It's all important work, but it should be shocking and confronting the differences in urgency, need, and survival. The songs, the poetry, the art, the verse that emerge from the lived realities of our lives and our work reveal in a particularly poignant way these places of great difference. In a song entitled Cradle of Dawn, Libby Roderick sings to a person halfway around the world about the struggle they both are engaged in for justice. At one point she sings, "The forces facing us are terrible indeed. My hope may flicker in the night. But in the morning I will plant another seed. And while you sleep, it seeks the light. There are no promises that we will see the day the dreams we live for will succeed. But I can promise you that halfway round the world, I'll hold the light up while you sleep." Having been moved by this song the past few years, sung by a compassionate Anglo woman, it is painful and confrontive to put this song alongside Julia Esquivel's poem printed in your program book. We were going to read it on Thursday night. It's there. Hear her words. "I am no longer afraid of death. I know well its dark and cold corridors leading to life. I am afraid rather of that life which does not come out of death, which cramps our hands and retards our march. I am afraid of my fear and even more of the fear of others who do not know where they are going, who continue clinging to what they consider to be life, which we know to be death." The nature of our work reflects the deep divisions and injustices that surround and separate us. Planting seeds and holding up the light are vastly different realities than walking the cold corridors of death. I want to plant seeds. I do not want to walk the dark and cold corridors of death leading to life. But somehow I believe that many of us must learn to walk at least some of those dark and cold corridors if reimagining is ever to move from being an elite celebration of human diversity into a revolutionary movement for social, political, and ecclesiastical transformation. Reimagining is not just about rejoicing in human difference, experiencing inclusive liturgies, listening to visionary theological voices, and building isolated, removed pockets of human community. Reimagining is about building a world where the elite and the privileged must face their own complicity in the oppression of others, oppression that is constant and daily and death-dealing. Reimagining is about building a world where the poor and the powerless and the marginalized seize the power to shape their own destinies, where there is land to farm and water to drink and food to eat and work that is meaningful for all, and the possibility of health care for all people exists. Water must flow more easily and fully because we have been here. Wine must pour forth more equitably because we have been here. And milk must flow to the ends of the earth. To do this work, we must be able to imagine what is possible. We must be willing to move into the fear of human difference, be willing to face the claims that will be made upon our voices, our writing, our resources, our time, our safety, our money, our lives. Human beings who know what is truly possible and are willing to live that possibility teach us how to do the same. The end of September, I went to Los Angeles for an urban immersion experience with other colleagues from around the country who are a part of the Association of Practical Theology. The entire weekend was a stretching and challenging one, but one encounter remains in my mind in a very distinct way. Here we sat, 15 practical theologians who somewhat pride ourselves in the fact that we work very hard to bring theory and practice together in theological education in order to equip people for an effective and relevant ministry in the world. Sitting as a part of our circle are Veronica and Vicky. They are social workers who walk the streets of LA on a daily basis, searching for, seeking out, looking for women who are at high risk for contracting AIDS. Earlier in their lives, they both have been drug users, they tell us, and street dwellers. With absolute clarity, Vicky says, every 5 minutes someone is infected, every 15 minutes someone dies. AIDS is not a moral issue, AIDS is a health issue. The two women describe their work with passion and profound integrity. At one point, Vicky says, each day we go in pairs, we put on our badges, we pick up our outreach bags filled with condoms and bleach to clean needles, and we go looking for women. After some time, one of our group, who could stand it no longer, said, where I teach and where I live my life, how people contract AIDS would certainly be a moral issue. Would you say more? Vicky simply replied, AIDS is not a moral issue. It is a health issue. Frustrated and somewhat angry, the man in our group came back two more times until Vicky said, if you feel the need to dwell on the moral question and to debate the issue, that is where you must be. For us, AIDS is not a moral issue. It is a health issue. I couldn't help but realize in that moment that I talk about life, but here are two women who are absolutely compelled to save it. There's a vast difference between planting seeds and walking dark, cold corridors, between academic discussions and outreach bags of condoms and bleach. transformational work is not about standing still and defending ourselves against the evil that surrounds us, but it is a movement into it and through it with speech and presence and action. It is about gathering up our outreach bags with whatever it takes to get the job done. It is work that places our lives in fundamentally new places, sometimes positioning our passions and our bodies in places that feel like and bring about death. In our worship book, reimagining is described as that which sustains our common vocation and transformation. Many are the dimensions of this struggle. Doing what must be done, what is possible to do, is a courageous act. This endless work is a dance of fire, passion, and persistence. For some of us, it is a literal dance. For others, a slow but steady walk. For others of us, it will be a dance done from wheelchairs and hospital beds, with cane in hand and with faltering step. But it will be done. Sylvia Dunstan reminded us in the hymn we sang only moments ago that we are sojourners and pilgrims who share a winding way and whose hope burns through the terror. It is the hope and terror of shaping a world where we understand with absolute clarity that as we reimagine God, Jesus, church, worshiping community, sexuality, work, ethics, art, ministry, we are in fact imagining our way into a world where the bodies of our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, our lovers will be cherished, where women, children, men will preserve the earth and live reverently with all its creatures, where cultural differences will be respected and protected and ethnic heritage honored, where women will be able to embrace each other as lovers, feeling beautiful and unafraid, where the world's hungry will have enough to eat, where people with disabilities will have equal and total access to buildings, to work, to sexuality, to relational dignity, where the young will be valued for their wisdom and their innocence, and the old will be treasured for their passion and their guidance. It is a winding way. It is a way filled with hope, burning through the terror. As the water and wine and milk of our work flows forth, there will be no more begging. No more Guatemalan children begging. No more Canaanite women begging. No more crumbs and no more begging. Sweet Honey in the Rock, sing the preamble to the Constitution of the United Mine Workers, perhaps a fitting preamble to the work that faces us ahead. Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, singly none. Drop by drop, step by step, and as we go, this unnamed Canaanite woman winds the road with us and shouts for us to do our work with urgency and passion. Amen. We are fortunate to have some other artists with us because we've had artists the whole time we've been together. The Heart of the Beast will now share with us another kind of message that will move us on our way.
In the Heart of the Beast, Puppet and Mass Theater, We welcome you to our imaginary city.
Pardon? You bumped into me first.
You bumped into me, and I don't like it. All you people coming to this neighborhood, and you just...
I don't know. What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
I don't
want to go through that kind of trip. Is that the kind of trip we're going to go through?
not on the shadows in your neighbor's life.
Look not in the shadows of your neighbor's life.
But to the shadows in your own.
But to the shadows in your own.
Our fears and ignorance. I honor the place in you where the entire universe resides.
I honor the place in you where the entire universe resides.
I honor the place within you of love, of light, of darkness, of truth, of peace.
I honor the place within you of love, of light, of darkness, of truth, of peace.
Of darkness, of peace, of love.
Of love,
of
peace,
of light,
of truth,
of light, of darkness,
of truth,
of peace, of light,
darkness,
of darkness.
We are all like we.
Share at your table something special, making claims on each other. There's some questions or some statements in your program book we invite you to share. To be in solidarity with me and my struggle, I need you to. And then you finish it. What commitments do we offer for each other at this time in these struggles? And name the reimagined images from these days together. Please share this at this time. At this time, in the spirit of our community and change that is taking place, the women of the Church of the Brethren would like to share something very important with us. If they would come forward at this time.
Thank you for this time. In light of the challenge to reimagine and to live into the vision, in light of being tired of saying, yes, Virginia, there are sisters among the brethren. In light of having worked through proper channels for over 20 years, only to get the most recently a committee appointed to study whether a committee should be appointed to consider changing the name of the denomination. And in light of the fact that our last name change was decided by a grassroots group, we therefore, a gaggle of sisters and a brother attending reimagining, have decided to stop asking for permission and are pleased to announce that we have taken a new step toward a new name for our denomination. It's a name that was conceived by the Holy Spirit last evening. Not born of, but reflective of our heritage as one of the historical peace churches. It reflects that it is a process of working for justice so we can have peace, and a movement led by both women and men as it has been since our beginnings in Germany. Therefore, we invite all of you who wish to support the birthing of this new vision and bring it to full maturity to begin to call us the Church of Reconciliation that has been known the Church of the Brethren. Thank you for your support. Thank you. That we would like to bless at this time. Many of you have asked me about the people who have been involved in putting this together and having a chance to thank them.
I would like to first of all ask Suicide Martin to stand. Nobody can see her with other kids standing up, but Sue is a person who coordinated all of the ritual in this room. A marvelous woman. Another woman I would like to stand is Sally Hill, who had the first vision and called us together to do this and has been our staff person. Everybody else who has been involved in some way in putting this conference together, please stand at this time. On your chair.
On the path of prudent happiness.